Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so happy you're here. So I recently had an amazing opportunity to talk about this topic on live TV, and I think that it's a timely thing to start my podcast with, and it's basically reset and de-stress. So, you know, stress is still a huge factor in today's world, and it is such a major problem that is affecting people both mentally and physically. According to the American Psychological Association, stress affects all systems of the body. That's right. Every major system of our body, it can be affected by stress. Now, WebMD reported that 43% of all adults suffer adverse health effects from stress, like high blood pressure, skin conditions, depression, and anxiety. And 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints. That number is staggering. So I always like to say, at any time during the day, you can press the reset button, right? And reset your day, just like you reboot your computer when it's not functioning properly. So here are my 5 tips to reset your day and help you reduce stress. Step 1 is exercise, right? Exercise is going to raise your endorphins. It's going to get your heart rate up, and that is going to help you reduce your stress. So take a walk in nature, dance to your favorite music, ride a bike. Anything that you enjoy doing is going to help reduce your stress. Step 2, gratitude. Every day when you wake up, make a list of everything you have to be grateful for. And at any time during the day when you need to reset your day, focus on your blessings and feel its loving embrace. You will be amazed at how quickly you will feel better. Tip 3, deep breathing. All you need to do is take 10 slow, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, okay? This is also an amazing way to reduce your anxiety. Tip number 4, grounding or earthing. So this just simply means taking off your shoes outside and feeling the grass or the earth beneath your feet, right? This is energizing and balancing for your emotions. So imagine yourself walking on the beach, if you've ever experienced that, right? The sun's shining, you've got a breeze blowing, you hear the sound of the ocean, but what's really happening is that your feet are touching the earth. That's why it feels so great. So just take off your shoes and walk on the grass. You don't have to go to the beach. And the last step, number 5, is trust. Learn to trust that everything is going to work out exactly as it's supposed to, right? It always does. And I always like to add to that, if you can control a situation, then there's nothing to worry about because you have control over it. If you can't control a situation, then there's no need to worry about it because it's something that is completely out of your control. So I hope you enjoyed these tips, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. So today I am speaking with Kim O'Neill. Kim is the inspirational host of the Every Day is a New Day show and Thrive show. She's an award-winning 3 times Amazon best-selling author, twice certified transformational coach specializing in authentic confidence, interview skills, and law of attraction. She is also a Reiki master, former crime analyst, and the creator of the Let Your Light Shine movement, which was just launched this year in March of 2021. She has this infectious energy, and I hope you enjoy our talk. Hey, Kim, how are you today?
I'm good, Sandy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I feel like we scheduled this so long ago.
I know. I do too. No, yeah. it's just right though.
And I feel like everything always happens when it's supposed to happen. And I don't know if I mentioned this to you, I'm very much ahead of my schedule. So that's okay. It's going to get out there when it's meant to get out there. And
I totally relate. I have some people say, whoa, you know, you're so advanced, you know, so ahead and how far advanced. I schedule people on my show too. And I say, yep, and that's how I roll. It, you know, helps me be in the flow. I like it.
Well, and then that way you're not scrambling to find people.
Exactly. You know? Yes.
Because
yes.
They're, you know, I mean, although I really haven't had an issue.
Sandy, I'm the exact way. I'm just going to plug your show. To me, that is how I solve my happiness. It's so much relief to have things planned in advance, just prepared, ready to go. I know what I'm working with. And then it allows me to also be in my own flow that way too. So yeah, I think it works great.
Yeah. So where are you located?
I'm Southern California.
Oh, lucky you.
Oh, where are you located?
I am in Northern Virginia outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay. So is that hot there right now?
Oh, we go from like beautiful weather to like June 1st hits and it is 90 degrees, 95 degrees, humid. So yeah.
Yeah.
I have four seasons, but not really.
Okay. I hear you. I moved about a year ago. So I was closer to the ocean about a year ago, a year and a half ago. And it was nice there. And then I moved more inland and I was freaking out because it's hotter more inland here in California by the mountains. But it's beautiful and it's a dry heat. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah, there's a big difference between humidity and a dry heat.
Yes, I hear you.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, how did you get to the point where you are today?
Oh, great question. So following what feels right and true for me and having such big moments of going, oh my goodness, when I realized the areas of my life where I hadn't been, where I hadn't been following things, where I hadn't been totally listening and to some degree also expecting certain things to fall into place just naturally. And I'm a big believer in allowing, but it's just kind of like finding that blend and rhythm and flow that we were talking about today of, you know, what's mine to do and what's not mine to do. And, you know, making sure that I'm listening and following the path. So anyway, I know that was very vague, but to me that it's become a huge part of my journey of learning how to listen to my intuition and then noticing, okay, what's now my next right action to take. And also making sure that I'm not too attached to doing everything because I do believe that the universe is here to support us as well. So I'm right now, my big thing is the Let Your Light Shine movement, which has been my next biggest inspiration that came a few months ago, and supporting and empowering people to align with their truest, highest selves as part of that and just having fun with it.
I love it. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, but was there anything that happened in your life that gave you that aha moment that this was the path that you needed to be on?
So for me personally, ever since I was a kid, I always felt very connected to, you know, I really want to help a lot of people. I just kind of felt this sense of purpose in wanting to help a lot of people and having a big message. And then as I moved along, like I said, kind of noticing, wait a second, things aren't quite connecting, but yet I know I'm here to do something. And how can I serve in a bigger way? So it was finally right around the time that I was hitting my 30s going, whoa, wait, okay, I've always felt this sense of connection. And yet I don't think I've taken enough right action. And noticing this sort of disconnect between who I am and what I feel called to do and how can I bridge that gap even more. And so as I moved through my 30s and I started taking bigger action in pursuing certain education that was felt meaningful for me, I always felt that I was going to be a certified therapist or mental health counselor, something along those lines. And as I kept moving in that direction and seeing that, okay, things are not clicking into place, and I redirected and moved towards coaching, all of a sudden things started to click into place one by one. And then it led me down more of a spiritual path and then podcasting and co-authoring books. And then now here we are with this movement. And as things have unfolded and I haven't really known where things were going to go, I just continued to allow myself to feel more and more expanded. And it's interesting because this being on this journey of, okay, I want to help people and spread empowering, inspiring messages to people sounds like it's so external and here to help others. And yet how interesting that, you know, those bigger messages really are all about coming back home to yourself and how can you serve and, you know, be more connected to yourself. And in that process, then there's a greater connection with the greater purpose and messages that we're here to serve as well. So I hope that made sense, but that's been part of the interesting dichotomy of what I feel called to do and how, oh, wait a second, it just brings me right back home to me. So I hope that answered your question.
Well, it always is about ourselves anyway.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. I mean, not in a narcissistic way, but just right. Exactly. Yep. So let's talk about Let Your Light Shine movement. I love it.
Yeah. This came at the end of December 2020. I was just in a space of really taking a break from doing my podcast. I did a lot of episodes in 2020 and taking a break, just really deciding what's next. And I finally, one day, was in the kitchen. And I literally said, okay, what's next? And I immediately got a movement. And it was like this rush of energy. And I thought, what? Like, you know, I was just talking to you a moment ago saying, you know, yes, I always felt like I wanted to connect with more people and you know, help in a big way. And yet I never would have considered something that I would refer to as a movement. But that's what I got. And so I got all this information and insight and downloads, and I just took note of it. And then I said, wait a second, I'm not ready to do this yet. And so I had to get ready. And finally, a few months later in March, it was time to launch it. And so here we have the Let Your Light Shine movement. And it's all about inspiring and empowering people to be more of who they authentically are. Because I truly believe that when someone is being who they are, they shine. And that when one person shines, it is an inspiration that empowers others to know, wait a second, oh my goodness, I can be who I am as well. And this all speaks to just the trail of work that I've been doing over the years, which started with interview coaching many, many years ago and helping people to go, wait a second, you know, you are not just the things that you've learned and the things that you do. You are this beautiful, amazing being that when you allow yourself to be unleashed, allow yourself to be free of the restrictions of, oh, I have to do things a certain way. Oh, I have to, I'm only good enough when I do this thing and then I shine. No, no, no. You are good enough right now in who you are. And the more you allow yourself to embrace all of who you are a gift to yourself and then a gift to the world. And so that, I know that sounds so big and maybe convoluted even, but to me, that's what the Let Your Light Shine movement is all about. It's just connecting those dots between the self and that greater connection with the world and others. I just think what an amazing world it would be to have a world filled with people who are aligned with their true self, being their true selves, honoring that and loving themselves and loving each other in the process. So that's what
I love it. That's, you're speaking my language. I love it. So tell me more about the movement. So you have this movement. What does that consist of? What is involved in the movement?
So what's involved in the movement is right now it's very simple to join. It's free and easy. It's simply going to the landing page that we have for the movement, answering a few questions. And then when you join, there are a couple of things. I believe that when a person joins, right then and there, and maybe actually would say even before a person joins, I've had a few people tell me, oh my gosh, Kim, I heard about the movement and I just had to pause because I knew this was for me, but I wasn't ready to join yet. And I was like, okay, I wasn't expecting that. But that's what I've noticed is kind of this progression for some people. They're hearing about the movement and they know that it's their time to shine, to embrace more of who they are. And then there's kind of this getting ready. And that's just what I experienced too, what I mentioned a moment ago. And so then they get ready. And when they're finally ready, then they join. And again, it's simply filling out, you know, answering some questions, simple questions on the landing page. And then when you join, there's kind of like this unleashing within the individual of, because you're taking a stand for yourself. You are saying to the universe, you're saying to the world, you're saying to yourself, I believe in me. This is who I am. And I'm here. And I'm going to allow myself to take up space and love myself and know that, you know, I'm here for a reason too. And so then as you fill out the form, some you can choose to allow your answers to the questions on the landing page be shared with on social media or not. There's no right or wrong about it. But I do believe that those who allow themselves to have themselves be shared on our social media platforms are kind of taking that next step in allowing themselves to be seen in bigger ways. And again, there's no right or wrong. So people who are feeling like, what? I don't want to be on social media saying, you know, I'm letting my light shine. That is totally fine. You do not have to. And should you feel that inner calling or nudge to put yourself out there and acknowledge, yes, you do shine. Let yourself be that beacon of light. Oh, I do believe there is another level of a freedom that takes place when a person allows themselves to be out there in the world saying, yes, I shine and you do too. Each person is simply a reflection of another in a beautiful way. And so I hope that answers your question. Right now, that's kind of the biggest thing that's going on with the movement as we are growing. And there'll be new stuff coming on, down the line. But right now, that's what the movement consists of. It's just each person allowing themselves to believe themselves, join the movement by filling out the free form, and then showcasing who you are and inspiring and empowering others to do the same.
I love it. Well, and really by putting yourself out there, that's sending that's right there is the first step to let the universe know, hey, I'm ready.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That is great. Now you're a number one bookselling author as well. Tell us about your book.
I am. Thank you. Yes. So I've co-authored 3 books right now. And first one was called Positive Minded People, Inspiring Stories of Overcoming Adversity for Living a More Positive Life. The second one, they all have really long titles, by the way. The second one is titled You Are Loved, An Inspired Meditative Visual Journey. And the third one is titled Navigating the Clickety Clack. Oh goodness. I'm blanking on the second half of that title, Navigating the Clickety Clack. And it's all about moving beyond a seemingly toxic world. I've got part of the second half of the book title there.
That's great. So which one was a best-selling book?
They all were. So all of
they were. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great.
So you're 3 times best-selling author.
Yes. Yeah. They were all Amazon best-selling books. And then the latest one, Navigating the Clickety Clack, was also an award-winning book. It featured Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, and Christy Whitman as well. And each one of these books is really to simply help people basically do what the movement is talking about. And it's about coming back home, you know, releasing what's holding a person back, allowing themselves to be free, aligning their energy, knowing that they are loved on the most deepest, purest level possible, and then choosing to move forward. And sometimes in the face of not even knowing maybe what your next step is, or only being able to see the one next right step, but choosing to have that faith and move forward anyway, knowing that you are supported every step that you take. So
that's also, you know, that it's just incredible everything you're saying. But I learned years ago that just doing the next right thing, whether it be, you know, when you're having a bad day, whatever, just do the next right thing.
Yes.
That's all you have to do.
Yes. And
yeah.
That's been part of my journey too. And that's what I talk about too, is you don't necessarily know, you know, 5-10 steps ahead. You may just know the one next right step. And in the taking of that step, choosing to believe in yourself, bet on yourself, take that next right step, then the next one after that unfolds, and the next one after that unfolds. And it's not always immediate. Sometimes there's a pausing of, okay, well, just be present with what that next step that you just took, stabilize yourself there, you know, be present with that. And then the next right step will appear too. We can get so caught up in, no, I want to get to, you know, I want to get from point A to point Z immediately. And it doesn't necessarily happen that quickly. It may, I believe everything's possible, and it may not. and that's okay. I feel like there's this getting acclimated to being present with the next step that tends to take place before we get that inspiration or see what the next step even is. And so if we can allow ourselves to just, okay, I'm going to breathe into this, get comfortable with this space, then we become even more ready to being able to even see what the next right step is and before we can take it. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you, I mean, this is my second, I've only written two books, but that's
congratulations,
all right.
This is
my second
book,
Happiness All. Thank you. And you know, when you're doing that, it's, if you allow it, there can be so much anxiety or uncertainty around it. And you just have to just let it all go and realize like things are going to happen when it's supposed to happen and not get caught up in all of that.
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in how you think things are supposed to look.
Right.
And, you know, we can even think, well, no, this is the vision that I was shown, or this is what the universe has shown me, right? We can even kind of like start to get caught up in there's evidence of why it's supposed to happen and look a certain way. And I think it's even about, okay, well, maybe that served a purpose at the beginning of when you took that next right step for where you are now. And maybe it's time to release even that vision because something new is still unfolding for you. And so it's, for me, I found it's this continual process of, okay, let's detach for now from this next thing we thought was supposed to look because that served a purpose maybe, you know, a month ago, and yet things are unfolding even more in even newer ways. So it's just like this perpetual process of, okay, releasing and be present. And it, so much of it is do not be hard on yourself, but just simply notice, wait a second, are we being too attached or fixed on it has to be a certain way?
Well, yeah. And I always say that you always want to trust that things are going to work out exactly how they're supposed to, but you can't attach any expectations to it.
Yes.
Because if you have any expectations, then you're not really trusting it.
Right.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
If you think, okay, I trust it's going to work out, but this is the way it's going to happen. No, you can't.
You can't. Exactly. Yeah.
Just let it all go. Yeah.
I completely agree. So that, yeah, I definitely see that in my world. And there's a lot more freedom and ease when we can just detach and go, wait a second. That's right. It's not all on me anyway. You know, I'm here to do my part, but wait a second. There's other stuff happening that I can't see and I've got to trust.
Yeah. And what I also love about your movement is that so many people are showing up in ways that they're not being authentic to themselves because they think that's the way they're supposed to be or whatever. And when you, I mean, people listening out there, when you let it all go, it's such a freeing experience. It is so freeing way to live. Like I'm forever astounded at how many people are just, you know, numbly walking through life thinking that this is it.
Yeah.
And it's not. There's so much more out there.
There is. There's so much more. And I mean, you know, I could say that that's another inspiration for just me personally for the movement is it makes me kind of sad. I feel like I see so much potential and so much light in people and they don't necessarily see it in themselves. And
exactly.
Yeah. And I want them to be able to see it. And sometimes I think I maybe see it a little, not see it too much. I sometimes want it more for them than they want for themselves. And I just, you've learned as a coach, like you can't want something more for someone than what they want for themselves. And I also just want to say, this is also for coaches. For coaches, this can be a trap of attachment because it's okay to let people just have what, you know what I mean? Like no one has to do anything different than how they're doing it. And yet for that person who's feeling stuck and confused and frustrated and wanting something different, that's that space of, okay, wait a second, then what are you too attached or fixed on? Are you assuming that you can't accomplish something that you want because of whatever fixed rules you grew up with or the people around you believe is possible for themselves? You can release that, detach that, start to expand and consider new possibilities, because then you get to start to expand into that light that the other person is seeing in you. And when you release those limiting beliefs of what everyone else around you is thinking, you know, how the world operates, then you get to experience more of that freedom and expand into that light that someone else is seeing for you. I kind of went in a few different directions there, but
it's totally okay. Everything you said was brilliant.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it's.
I can see your, and hear the passion in your voice. I can hear it. Yeah, that's, I love it. That's, I love it. That's wonderful.
I just, you know, every little step is another step closer to that sense of feeling of freedom and expanding into who each of us are. And I just, you know, it's, you don't have to go from A to Z. Going from A to 8.1, 8.2, like every baby step is worth it. And it's progress and it's to be celebrated. And before you know it, you're on now step C and D and then E and F, and you keep making progress. And it's each step forward, you shed more of, you know, what isn't true for you. You step into more of what feels free and expansive. And, you know, it can be as simple as just start to say yes, start to go out for more walks, start to connect with aspects of your intuition that you maybe have denied for whatever reason, and start to go, wait a second. Yeah. Why do I keep getting this message? Why do I keep seeing these numbers? Or why do I keep hearing the same kinds of, you know, messages or phrases from different people in the world? When you start to notice these patterns, those are markers for, you know, what is that trying to tell you? Because that then can help you know what your next right action step is.
Yes. Amazing, amazing advice. I love it. So we talked about your book. What else do you want to share with the audience today? I know there's got to be more to it, Kim.
Oh my goodness.
What else can you share with us?
I could go on and on forever. Let's see here. What else? There's the Let Your Light Shine movement. You know, my new thing is, I'll just say for me. So a couple of years ago, I was, again, in this space of doing my podcast, but coming upon like, what's next? What's next? I keep having these moments about every 6 months, Sandy. I don't know about you, but every 6 months I keep going, oh, am I going to continue with the podcast? Am I, you know, what's, you know, I don't know. And about 2 years ago, I was in this space and I kept having this idea of wanting to do these videos of, So Sandy, I'm sharing this because it's something that's fun for me, but it's also an example to anyone else out there who may be getting messages of doing something different, but maybe you're questioning it. And so this is one of mine. So yeah, a couple of years ago I was in this space and going, gosh, you know, I keep having this vision of, wouldn't it be fun for me to do these videos on YouTube where I'm reading an excerpt from a book that I love to read. And then I just pull some cards. So, you know, Oracle cards, inspirational message deck cards. I love those. And so I'll just...
So do I.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're so fun. So, you know, what if I just did that? I read this excerpt and then I pull cards, and that just sounded so fun for me. And yet there was this part of, you know, this other side of me saying, what? Nobody's going to like that. Like that, you know, that just sounds, I don't know. You know, you got the two little, you know, the angel and the devil, right? So,
yep. Yeah.
So the devil was saying like, what? No one's going to like that. That doesn't make sense. And so I kept putting it off. I thought it sounded silly. Let it go. And finally, I was like, okay, Kim, come on. You know what to do here. When you keep getting this message or this inspiration, and how does it feel? I mean, that's a big question I'm always asking people. How does it feel? It felt fun and it lit me up. And just as we were talking earlier, Sandy, about the trusting and having faith, I was like, Kim, you know, this means you're supposed to trust this. So I said, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I decided I was going to do 30 days of these book readings. And anyway, so that's what I did. I did 30 days of book readings and pulling cards. And I was amazed because I was doing these videos live and it was a small audience, but people were showing up and people were liking it. And I'm like, and I was feeling so lit up, you know, from when I would start and when I would finish, I didn't want to stop. And then at the beginning of this year, I finally decided, you know what? I love this so much. I'm going to incorporate this into my show. And so I now have two shows a week, and my Monday episodes are called Inspirational Message Mondays, where I basically do just what I described. I read an excerpt from a book that I feel inspired to share, and then I pull cards. And it blows me away because people continue to show up, and those are the episodes that are getting the most hits on, you know, the statistics for my podcast. And I'm blown away. And so it's...
Well, yeah, go ahead. Because it's something that you are so passionate about, and it comes through.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yes. Thank you. So.
Yeah. You got, because we do this for us. You know, I don't do this podcast. I mean, obviously, I want to help change people. I want to share inspiring stories. I want to get good stuff out there. But I do this because it makes me feel good.
Yes.
I love it. I'm detached to how many people listen. I mean, I get some people, you know, randomly, oh, that was a great episode or whatever. I'm like, oh, thank you. But you know, you do it because it's what makes you feel good.
And Sandy, you are good at it, by the way. So I you know, listened to a couple of your episodes, and you are fantastic at the way that you start out your episodes. I just want to say that. So I was going to tell you off of the show,
thank
but
you.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. I mean, it gets easier. I mean, you know, I just started. You're going to be episode 28, I think.
Okay.
I think you're going to be episode 28. So, and only 16 have been released so far, because I just release one a week. So
good job. Like,
but yeah, it's been fun. So where can people find more about you and the Let Your Light Shine movement?
So they can go to two places. If they want to just go directly to the movement, there's a bit.ly link for that. So it's bit.ly/Let Your Light Shine movement. They can also go to my website, kimoneilcoaching.com, and O'Neill is O-N-E-I-L-L. So kimoneilcoaching.com. And there's links, of course, to the movement, to my podcast, to my coaching services, my books, all of it right there.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. I don't know if I got the bit.ly written down correctly. So
it's bit.ly/Let Your Light Shine movement. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. I just want to be able to repeat that. All right. Well, Kim, you are probably one of the most like highly energized people I've interviewed so far.
Oh, well,
like, I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Your energy is just off the charts. Oh. And that's great. I love everything you're doing. And wow.
Thank you, Sandy.
Great.
I appreciate
great stuff.
That. Congratulations on your book again. Happiness
thank
Solved.
You.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Thank
and thank you.
You
for joining the movement. It was awesome to see you be part
yes.
of it.
Yes, of course. Of course. All right, Kim, take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
What an inspirational interview. Kim has just so much energy, and I wish you all could see it. This is an audio only podcast, but she and I connected on Zoom so I could see her talking. And what great things she has to share. So check out her Let Your Light Shine movement. And you can visit her website at kimoneilcoaching.com. And remember, Kim O'Neill, her last name has two L's in it. So thank you so much for joining me today. And you can check out my website at sandyscarlotta.com. My book, Happiness Solved, Climbing 100 Steps, can be bought on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Archway Publishing. And as always, I hope that you and your family are safe and healthy, and that your life is filled with happiness, peace, and joy. Take care, everyone.